guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you found us. We have some cool and exciting other episodes on this podcast that I would love for you to go back and listen to whenever you get a free moment, okay? Whenever you get a free moment, and especially after you listen to this episode. I talk a lot about things that are fun, informative, and just exciting for you, things that are going to benefit you in your everyday life. And so I hope you get an opportunity to go back and listen whenever you get a chance. I also interview some of your peers. I have several episodes where I've interviewed your peers, and they talk about life from their perspective, which I always think is a lot of fun. So when you get a moment, when you get some time, go back in and listen, and let me know your thoughts, okay? Thanks again for connecting with us. If you're a regular listener, I truly appreciate you, and I am so glad that you have returned. Your return lets me know that I am doing something right. So I want to thank you for tuning in. You know the drill. Sit back, relax, grab your Listen and Learn notebook, your journal, so that you can take notes. And for our new listeners, if you need one of those journals, the link to our Amazon journal is in the show notes. So be sure you get a moment to collect that if you need to. And also, if you just prefer to write in a notebook, regular piece of paper, or on a sticky note, hey, feel free to do so. But be sure you take notes, because sometimes I might talk a little fast and you need to press pause and catch up. Or other times you may want to go back and reference what we talked about in this podcast episode, which is what I highly recommend you do, okay? So that you'll know how to apply it to your day-to-day life and day-to-day routines. All right, enough of that stuff, right? Let's hop right in. Thanksgiving break, that was the cool milestone that we have reached and made it past. So I want to know, how was you all's break? Mine was great. I had a ton of food. It was so much fun. That was really the highlight for me. The food that I cooked and the food that I ate, it was a lot of fun. Just sitting back and enjoying some good, wholesome dinner. So that was fun for me. What was fun for you all? You know, I always say feel free to have your parents email me your responses. If you're old enough to email me your responses, definitely do that. But I want to hear from you all. I've heard from some of you all, my kiddos that I have here at our Listen and Learn in Kennesaw, Georgia, and also in Missouri as well. I've heard from you all as well. And it sounds like everybody had a lot of fun. So again, I appreciate you all sharing your feedback and all that we do. We're going to go ahead and jump right into our part three of our Be Aware series. If you're new here, I definitely want you to go back and listen to part one and part two of this series. It's really important because, again, I talk about very important topics in those episodes as well. We talked about knowing and observing and getting a feel for what's going on around you. We also talked about being mindful of other people and their feelings. Okay, that's a highlight. That is definitely a highlight. So I want you all to be sure that you take a listen in on that. Today in our Be Aware series, we are going to be talking about making an intentional effort to do what's right at all times. Okay, what does it mean to do what's right? Well, it's simple. Just don't do the wrong thing. Make good choices. It's as simple as that. Now, I've heard from some of you all, and I've heard from just other people, that sometimes it is hard to make the right choice, you know, and I can see where you're coming from. Like, I understand that. I get it. I really do. But if you're constantly making the wrong choices, and if you're constantly doing the wrong things, how are people going to be able to understand where you're coming from? How are people going to be able to trust you? How are people going to want to position themselves to want to be your friend? Okay, so that is something that I really want you to think about. And for those of you who are kids, which is the large majority of you all, think about the consequences associated with the negative or bad choices that you make, okay? And again, if somebody makes a mistake, because everybody makes a mistake, I like to say mistakes are okay. They become a problem when you do the same mistake over and 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 over again. Okay? Did you all get that? Was that too many overs? Yes. And I'm sure you guys probably started to get annoyed and were like, hey, Miss Cynthia, just chill out already. But that's what I might say, or that's what a parent might say, or a teacher might say, or a therapist might even say if someone is making the same mistake over and over and over and over. It kind of puts it out there that, hey, they may not be listening to the instructor when he or she is telling them how to do it the first time, or telling them the right choice to make. So if you think about the consequence, okay, and this applies to you young adults as well, as you're getting out into the real world and college and, you know, especially you all, it's important for you to know that, you know, consequences might look a little bit different for you all. So think about that consequence first. What does it mean if what's going to happen if I run the red light? If a police officer sees that, you are most likely going to be pulled over and you'll get a ticket. Yeah. Okay. But if you stop at the red light, like we all are supposed to do, the police sees you, they go on about their day. Once that light turns green, you get going. And that's just an example I like to use for new drivers, college students, some of my young adults that listen as well and know that I appreciate you all too. But think about those consequences, guys. And talking about consequences and talking about things that are negative could be draining. It could be emotionally draining, right? So I don't like to spend too much time talking about those. I like to focus more on the positive. And so when I'm saying that, make an intentional effort to do what is right at all times, especially when no one is looking, is the way you want to go. Practice that, okay? If you're just sitting at home, chilling, relaxing, minding your own business, say, hey, you know what? I'm going to get up and see if some chores need to be done. I'm going to get up and check the dishwasher. I'm going to get up and put the trash out. I'm going to get up and fold some laundry. And when your parents see that, they're going to be like, wow, who did this? You know, okay, maybe I need to up those allowance bucks, you know? So do those things when no one is looking, and guess what? You will have a positive response. I don't know a parent yet, and I could be wrong, but I don't know many parents that might be like, oh, you did the dishes? Why did you do those dishes? Nobody told you to do those dishes. No one told you to put that trash out. Like, I know me personally, I can only speak for myself. If my daughter did the dishes, which she always does, by the way, if she put the trash out, which she does on a regular basis, I wouldn't be mad at that at all. That would be very helpful for me. And so think about that. Think about doing the right thing when no one is looking, and take that one step forward and practice that, because we can think about things all day long, but once we practice it, once we put it into play, and once we start to develop a routine, we begin to thrive. Things begin to get greater and greater and greater, and it makes it a lot of fun for everyone around you, in your classroom, in your home, in your therapy group. It makes it a lot of fun for them. So think about doing the right things when no one is looking, okay? you know, I'm always aware of other people's feelings and what I say to others, because I think that's important as well. You know, we've talked about bullies all the time and how you don't let somebody bully you, no matter who it is. If someone is talking mean to you, you know, and you've tried and tried and tried and tried to be nice to that person, don't let them bully you. Do not let them bully you. Do not let them bully you with their words. Definitely don't let them bully you with any physical action. You know, you need to reach out to an adult if that is going on. And if they're being unkind with you, you know, you have to stand up for yourself and say, hey, you can't talk to me that way. That is not appropriate. I will not accept it. I am letting an adult know, and definitely let that adult know. You know, because you don't want someone picking on you, right? You want to go into your school, into your fun spaces, your social spaces, and be able to be comfortable and have fun. But I'm always aware of how I approach people and how I talk to people, and how it's important to have a positive impact on others, because it's important to recognize other people's feelings. And I'm so thankful today that I had the opportunity to watch positivity unfold in one of my social sessions. There were some private things that went on today, and I'll leave them at that, but I'm so proud of the kiddos who participated with one another and how well they did, with care and compassion, positive words, uplifting spirits. It was so great to observe. I was happy to be a part of that. And I'm just so proud of these kids each and every day. So I want you all to take what we have talked about today, and I want you to go out and try it, practice it, be great with it, okay? Have fun with it. That's the other thing. Definitely have fun with it. Now, while I am talking to you all here, okay, we need to talk about how amazing our podcast is doing and has done. We have done so well. I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to be a part of our podcast, be the host of this podcast. You know, it's been amazing. We received our stats, our analytics, and we always see the analytics. And I've said this before, probably around this time last year, I don't really look at the numbers. I just am happy with seeing new countries pop up, seeing new podcast listening outlets pop up, just so many great things. But we have done so well globally, you all. We have added so many new countries to our podcast family. Our numbers are absolutely amazing. We've grown so much from last year to this year, and we are continuing to grow. And I appreciate every single thing that each and every one of you are doing to take time to listen to this podcast. Parents, I especially thank you for having your kiddos here each and every day. Therapists, mentors, learning coaches, all of you all who are reaching out to me on a regular basis, letting me know that your children are actively listening to the podcast, seeking me out for any additional feedback that you need from all across the globe. I appreciate that. And so I want you all to continue to do that. Let me know if you need anything. But no, we have done outstanding, and we are being heard. And for all of my people across the globe, I cannot wait to meet you one day. I just appreciate your support from a distance, and I look forward to what 2023 is going to bring to us. Okay? So with that being said, I want you all to go out, be great. You know where you can connect with me. The website is www.listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And if you want to connect with me, we have a virtual office here in Kennesaw, Georgia. We also have a virtual office in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. Please be sure that you're connecting with me by email. Every appointment is by appointment only, because I may not be in Missouri, I may not be in Georgia, but every appointment is by appointment only. So connect with me by email so we can get you set up with your free consultation. It's a 30-minute phone call, and it just allows you the opportunity to share a little bit about your family, your kiddos' needs, and we can see if you are a great fit, and I am a great fit, especially for our program. So, or in your family even. So definitely connect with me there. You can connect with us on any podcast listening outlets, Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Overcast, wherever you listen, we're there. You can also connect with us on our Facebook social media business page, which is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. And like I said, I have so many fun and exciting photos and videos there. So check us out whenever you get a chance. Reach out to me if you need. Go out, be great. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.